Script 9 to Test 3. Listen to the text and do the task in your book.
Confessions of a Shopaholic. In New York, Rebecca Bloomwood is shown as an addicted consumer that cannot resist buying fashionable clothes and outfits in expensive fancy shops. Rebecca has several debts with the credit cards. She writes articles for a gardening magazine. She has hundreds of clothes and accessories and a lot of debt. She dreams of working in the fashion magazine Alette. On her way to an interview at Alette magazine, she finds a green scarf in a window. Rebecca thinks that the scarf is perfect. Even the mannequin in the window is telling her that she should buy it. Anyhow, the girl doesn't have enough money. She lies, saying that she needs the scarf for her sick aunt. So a man in the line gives her $20 to get her out of the way. With the scarf, Rebecca walks into the office, but the receptionist tells her that the vacancy has just been filled. When Rebecca loses her job, she sends an offensive letter to the editor Luke Brandon from the financial magazine Successful Saving and an article to Alette to show her potential. However, by chance she mixes up the correspondences in the mailbox. As a result, Luke Brandon hires her to write a column called The Girl in the Green Scarf in his magazine using a simple language and metaphors that could be easily understood by common people. Meanwhile, Derek Smith is chasing Rebecca. His job is to make people pay back the money they owe. She is avoiding him everywhere. She lies again, saying that Derek is her ex-boyfriend who follows her. When her column becomes a success, Rebecca is invited to take part in a talk show, and Luke and she fall in love with each other. However, her lies and debts put her in a difficult situation with her audience, her friends, and Luke. In the end, Rebecca sells all her clothes. Rebecca walks along a block of high-priced stores. The mannequins call to her again to enter the shops, but as she refuses to do it, they start applauding her.